the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In our epistle reading today, St. Paul tells the members of the church in Corinth that they are the temple of the living God. And he elaborates on what this means when he writes that God had said that he would live in them, and he would be their God, and they would be his people. And he would dwell among his people. Therefore, he calls them out to be separate from those who did not know him and worship him, and to not touch that which is unclean. One might ask, how does this admonition square with today's gospel, in which our Lord commands us to treat every person with whom we interact in the way we wish to be treated, including our enemies? The answer to this question is that he is calling us to leave one way of life and embrace another. He is calling us to repent from our sins and our sinful lifestyles, and to pursue and embrace the virtues of God, the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, kindness, self-control, all of these good things that emanate from one source and one source only, and that is the Godhead. But he is calling us to more than some philosophical adjustment of our outlook on life. He is calling us to reject the sinful proclivities in ourselves, first and foremost, and to reject the lifestyle of those who have rebelled against God and given themselves over to a life of enslavement to the passions of fallen human nature. But here we must quickly state that such a call does not include hatred toward those whose lives are subject to enslavement to the darkness of the passions, and because of this, might even direct their misguided lives toward our lives in a way that brings pain and injury to us. To take this precaution a step further, not every perceived wrong that comes to us from others will be accurate. All of this is to say that sometimes other people hurt us either intentionally or unintentionally, and sometimes our perception of others' interaction with us is not accurate or complete. So our Lord Jesus Christ in today's gospel raises the bar for you and me. He tells us that our focus needs to be on ourselves, first and foremost. If we are to call ourselves Christians, we must love all men, even our enemies. Now, I do not want to naively imply that we will never have enemies in this life. And the pain that can be inflicted on us from our enemies is real and can be severe, even causing wounds in us. What the Lord says to you and me is that when we love our enemies, we are exhibiting the love of Christ, which was poured out on all of mankind from the precious and life-giving cross. To become the temple of the living God encompasses a frame of mind and heart that is primarily concerned with one's own sins. Self-examination of one's own heart that is honest and thorough leads to true repentance, which in turn attracts the grace and mercy of God. And this is why the sacrament of penance and confession is not an optional extra for Orthodox Christians. It is not just for those who are super committed or inclined toward monasticism or some nonsense like that. It is a basic of the Christian life, and every single Orthodox Christian needs it. Our God is a merciful God, and he commands those in whom he will dwell to be likewise. So he says to you and me, but love your enemies, and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. St. Gregory Palamas writes, if here you make yourself like the Son of God through your actions and show yourself kind towards all, as he is kind to everyone, there you will receive likeness to him and more besides. So the things he now asks of us, that we should love our enemies, do good, and lend to those unable to repay, are not only fitting and beneficial for us, as has already been demonstrated, but are also small in comparison with what he gave. He gave himself for us who not only had nothing to give in return, but who had previously shown ourselves in many ways to be ungrateful and evil ourselves. You may recall that Dr. Christopher Veneman, when he was here several years ago and spoke to the church, he stated that the presence of love for one's enemies, and he got this, he was taught this by St. Sophrony, whose spiritual father taught him, St. Silwan, that the presence of love for one's enemies is the criterion of true faith and communion with God. So, dearly beloved, we are called to a way of life, a way of life that is holy and is, in fact, the life of Christ himself in us as his temple. And that love of Christ is shown forth through his people to other people who desperately need it. So let us continue to look to him for his mercy and grace, but not bottle it up in ourselves, but pass it on. By the grace of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.